We are learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the wide lines on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, around six lines from the top. We're going to go through this whole brisa that Darshan the Pasuk Uvas Ish Koyin Kisecha Liznois Savia Mechalel Es Beis Yisarif. So Gemara says Yochel Afilu. The brisa said Yochel Afilu Chilas Shabbos. There'll be a Havamina that if she was Mechal Shabbos, she would get Sreifa. Now Chil Shabbos gets Skila. So the shaila is, what's the havamina? Chil Shabbos bas skilahi. Why would you downgrade the bas koyin when it comes to Chil Shabbos? The regular bas Yisrael gets skila, and she would get downgraded to sreifa. What's the havamina? Amar Rava, mani Rav Shimon. It's going to go to Rav Shimon. Amar sreifa chamura. The sreifa is more chamur. And sagad chamino hoel va'achma barachmana bekani. Since the Torah is machmir bar kahanim, the rabbi mitzvah seiros has extra mitzvahs. So then, tida in b'sreifa, maybe she should get sreifa. Kamash v'lo, no, she does not get sreifa. The pasuk says, kisecha liznoi stavkas nos and not by chilul Shabbos. Now, the lashon of Gemara is that there be a havamina that a bas kohen will get sreifa, which is more chum according to Rav Shimon. Why? Because kahanim have more mitzvahs. Now, which mitzvahs do a kahenes have more than a regular bas yisrael? What does it mean the rabbi have mitzvahs? So, in the Chuvas Yehuda Yali, he wants a taina that the pshat is because you see she eats truma, she eats royal chayim v'keva. That's what means of mitzvah seseris. That's what it means. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna minay didei." What would be the havmina that a bas koyin be worse than a regular koyin? We never have a havmina that by a koyin we never say that he would be chayav sreifa. So in the havmina of the four word liznois, why would you think that a bas koyin would be worse when it comes to Shabbos? That by a koyin lemaisi is letters mechal Shabbos fa avoida. So therefore, we're not so machmir on him. We give him skila on Shabbos. But he kivin lo shdari Shabbos gavosh. She never has a hetet to mechal Shabbos. Ema tidim b'sreifa. The havamino be ubas koyin bas ish koyin kisechel liznois. Kisechel means mechal Shabbos. Kamash v'lo no liznois dafka by is nus and not by chil Shabbos. So that's the Gemara to explain the havamina that you would be getting sreifa because it has to be for Rav Shimon, which is an upgrade. And what would be the havamina that a bas koyim would be different because they have more mitzvahs and more than the koyim because the koyim at least has a heta avoida. So the Gemara vayit. Yochel, it said in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, Yochel afilu pnuya. Maybe even a pnuya that's mezana would get sreifa. Freit the Gemara, haliznei siksev. It says, loshon znos. Znos always means to be unfaithful, basically, to go metachas baila to someone else. Now, if she's a pnuya, where is that? Has it been the word liznois? So, Gemara, yeah, ki Rav Eliezer. The Omar Rav Eliezer holds that ponuya bala pnuya, shloshim ishus osa zayna. That is someone, two people who are not married, who are mezana with each other, shloshim ishus, you're called a zayna. She's called a Zayin and she can't marry a Kayin. A Kayin can't marry a Zayin and she can't marry a Kayin. So you see, there is a shame's nus sometimes on a Pnuyah, so that would be the Havmina that here a Pnuyah be also.
On him, there's nothing wrong?
Well, can I hear what?
And on him, there's nothing wrong?
On him, there's the Kubi is. It's called a Zayin. The right is, it's called a Zayin on her. What do you mean? There'll be a Havmina on, since she's called a Zayin, it's like that. There's nothing wrong, but we don't find that he's called a Zayin on that, that's all. Lamaisa, it says, so how do you know Taka has to be with a Zikas Baila? So we say, we learn that from the Xeris Shava, Avia. It says Avia in Mechalelas, and says, by Naram Rasa, Loshon Avia. Just like there, there's a Baal, so here also there's a Baal. That's more comes out. But then the more says, maybe, Aino, Oimer, Avia, maybe Avia is not for Xeris Shava. Maybe Avia is coming to tell us that the whole way a Bas Koyin gets strafe is only if she's Mizana with her father. Oh, you know, that's the bright side of having me. Oh, you know, Imar via Allah Hitzias Kol Adam to say no one else gets that she's mizana with anyone else, she doesn't get sreifa, only she's mizana with her father. Elamai Nius in Samer via. So, my ear, so if that, in that having me, why Dafka Bas Koyin? We know every person who's any Isha who's mizana with her father, she gets sreifa. If that was the case, so my area Bas Koyin, why didn't you pass Bas Koyin? Bas Koyin? I feel Bas Yisrael Nami. Even if Bas Yisrael also is Mizana with her father, gets Sreifa. So what would be the having in this pasuk talking about Dafka by a Bas Koyin Mizana with her father? Every Bas Yisrael is even like that. Feel Bas Yisrael Nami. Don't Rava. Omri Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdumi. Asya Heina Heina. Asya Zima Zima. That means, in the pasuk it says, Evers Bas Bincha Oy Bas Bitcha Loy Sigale Ervosom Ki Ervoscha Heina. It's also Heina there. That's a Evers, the granddaughter through the son, granddaughter through the daughter. It says Evers Chahina. The other part says Evers Isha Obita Loy Sigale is Bas Benos Bas Bitcha Loy Sikach Galas Ervosom Sheirin Ezimahi. And it says another pasuk, that v'ishas yikach es isha v'es ima zima yib eish yisrei for oisav esem lo yisia zima v'seichem. So it says both of them. It says zima. So you learn out that both have shreifa, and it says both, and then it says this and ever spas mincha heina. So you learn heina heina and zima zima that everything learned from each other that it gets shreifa. That means someone who's mizana with his daughter or his granddaughter, they get shreifa. So anybody gets shreifa. So why do you need the, what would be the having, you need a pasuk of bas koyim? So I'm going to tell you why. Is zatim nikrala fuke midarava, maybe gufa, the pasuk of via here to tell us not like rava. And say, not like this drasha of zima zima and heina heina. If bas koyin kisecha liznois was talking about dafka, if she's down with her father, and dafka there gets reifa, that would teach us, no, bas shor does not get reifa. We have a gzera shava, this would be a gilu, you're not like the gzera shava. Talking to me, krola fukim with the rava, with the gilu, bas koyin, bas shor, since the Torah says dafka, bas koyin, bas shor, smash, not like rava's gzera shava, kamash v'lon. That we don't say Avia, why not? Because the pasuk says he mechalel, says mashma, she's being mechalel the father by doing something wrong, and if she's mizana with her father's doing it to himself, and therefore it's not talking about mizana to the father. That's what comes out in the Braisa. And the Braisa goes further. It says, Uvas ish koyin kisech liznois. So the Braisa says, maybe Dafka, a bas koyin who's married to a koyin, has these halachas of Sreifa, but not a Bas Koyin married to a Levi Yisrael or someone else. Let's see inside. Bas Koyin, Eli Elish Nisus the Koyin. The Brisa says Bas Koyin, we only know if she's considered a Kahana as long as she's married to a Koyin. But Nisus the Levi, or the Yisrael, or the Chavim, or the Cholol, it's allowed to marry the Cholol, the Sin, the Mavzer, Menayim. I don't know if it's Adafka, it's allowed to Cholol, but definitely there's a Isser of. You become usher to a koyin to marry to chol. The sin of the mamzer menayin. How do you know that all these bas koyin marrying all these different people for Levi Yisrael, chavim chol nosim mamzer? How do you know that even then she's still considered a bas koyin in regards to shreifa? Tamalei a bas ish koyin, and we derive from the word ish that's bas ish koyin. She's a daughter of a koyin is enough sufficient for her to be chayiv shreifa. Abish in a kenes. Even if it's not a kenes, b'shum intzvelu la. So yeah, I've never a kenes. Period. I cannot price it. Faith marakasha, b'shum the intzvelu lahani lav bas koyinu, because she got married to a Yisrael or to a Levi, she's not a bas koyin. What would be shot on that? B'su, not a kasha. Midi kenes the koyin ksev. It doesn't say a kenes to a koyin. It says a basish koyin. What's going on? What's the havmin over here? Mercy like this. I'll tell you what the havmin is. It says in the pasuk, she starts to be mizana. She starts to go off. It's only right now she's starting, right now with a chil. But let's say you get married to a goy, a chol, a nasin, a mamzer. You already started becoming a chol. We darshin that kivin she nivala l'pasla. Once she is nivala, She's married to a posla, she becomes posla to eat truma. So Be'etzem, when she marries a cholol on a sin, a mamzer, she already became disqualified partly from the shevet kuna, she can't eat truma anymore. So it's not kisecha liznes. So that's why we think it's not included in the din of shreifa. And even if Levi Yisrael Nami, where there you can't say she started becoming a cholol, but still it says, v'shava abisaviyah kinara mechlal. We know that when she is married to the Yisrael or to a Levi, also not a truma. So the stickle of a start there. Maybe she shouldn't get shreifa. Kamash v'lon that she does get shreifa. So the Gemara's teretz like this. It says a bas is koyin kisecha liznos. We said, how do we know that it's even a bas koyin is married to a Levi Yisrael, all these things? So the Gemara said, well, why not? She's a bas koyin. Teretz says you would think since it says kisecha liznos, and when she marries out of the fold. It's not, you know, not that it's wrong, but she marries out of the kahuna, she really loses part of a kahuna, she can't eat chuma anymore. And not only that, if she marries a sin mamzer or cholos, she becomes possible for chuma. So maybe that's not called kisecha liznois, and if we wouldn't have the intrefa, kamash long the word is, bas ish koyin, as long as she's a bas koyin, she is get trefa. Kisecha liznois. One, exactly. It is? No, kisecha liznois means that this is the first time she's leaving the fold. Right, and here when she marries the people, she already started a little bit. Kisecha liznos, kamash v'lon, she still has a iser of bas koyin. She gets shreifa. We'd like Rameh. It's not like Rameh. This brayso is not like Rami. The Tanya learned in a brayso, or some say the Tanan, Bas Koyin Shanisis Li Yisrael. A Bas Koyin is married to Yisrael. So remember, she cannot eat Chuma anymore. She's married to Yisrael. But Oklo Chuma, and she eats Chuma. Mishalamis is a Karen. Ve'ina Mishalamis is a Chaymish. She pays Karen, but she doesn't pay a Chaymish. And the reason is because she's considered a Ganev because she doesn't eat Chuma anymore because she's married to Yisrael, but she does not pay Chaymish. Because the din chaymish is only a din on a zar, and she's not a zar lemaisa. Why is she not a zar? Because if her husband dies, she goes back to eating chuma. So therefore, she's not considered a zara. She does not pay chaymish. Umisos of a sreifa, but she gets sreifa because she stole a bas koy. Nisis lechem and a psulim zok rameyim. She marries one of the psulim, which means it's a chol nosin a mamzer. Mishalma is karen v'chaymish. She becomes a zar. She pays karen v'chaymish. Umisos of a chenek the rameyim. She gets chenek. That's not like a braisa. You see, if she marries a Mamzir, she becomes a czar and she gets chenek taka. They're both not considered a czar. They pay karem lechemish mishasim esreifa. It means once a bas koyin, always a bas koyin. You're not considered a czar, and you still get sreifa. That's chomo. That's how a brayso holds as well. And now when we come to the end of the brayso, the last line of the brayso, which was hard to understand, the last line of the brayso says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer esavia besreifa veschamea beskila. So we have to understand these words. It's a via b'sreifa, v'schamea b'skila. You have to understand these words. Because if it means kapshuta, that someone's mezana with her father gets sreifa, and with her father-in-law gets skila, which is true, the problem is nothing to do with bas koyin. So the Gemara have to figure out what Rabbi Eliezer is talking about. Rabbi Eliezer aim is a via b'sreifa, v'schamea b'skila. My es a via v'schamea. What does that mean, her father and her father-in-law? Ilema es a via mea via, that she's mezana with her father, and that says sreifa ves chamea mechamea means she was mezana with her father-in-law and she gets skila. So my iri bas koyin, what's up with the bas koyin? It's in the brayso of bas koyin over here. What's going on here? I feel bas shal nami. Bas also bita besreifa vekalosoi and her daughter-in-law is beskila. So according to Kuliyama, this is not the word bas koyin. A regular person, regular bas shal mezana with her father gets sreifa.
Not skila
for with her father. That's the we just learned. Heina zima zima. With her father, it's like bitai. Lachas bita is you get sreifa.
You get less than some.
And then chamea gets skila. God, regular ishus gets chenek. By the way, regular ishus gets chenek. And now Rasa gets skila. Chamea gets skila also. But avia gets sreifa. So if Rabbi Eliezer is saying es avia b'sreifa, which means she's not with the father, gets sreifa, but chamea b'skila, that is like a bas yisrael. It's not a bas koyin. What's doing in the long brice of the bas koyin? That's what we didn't saw. It's what Gemara says. Afil b'asho nami beat the b'sheva klos b'skila. Ella, what's a taich? Taich like this. Es avia means b'shus avia, when she's arusa. Avia, b'shus avia means when she's still arusa. She didn't go into her husband's house yet. So ella es avia b'shus avia, v'eschamea b'shus chamea. What would that mean? Es avia b'shus avia, she gets sreifa. V'eschamea b'shus her husband gets skila. Problem is, that's like the opposite of what we thought till now. Come on, Ikra Rabbanon. If it's like the Rabbanon Amro, he says the opposite. Nesua Yosla Sreifa. Nesua usually gets Chenek, gets Sreifa. So it means, Bebeis Chamel, which means in the husband's house, you get Sreifa. Veloya Arusa. And Arusa gets Skila, actually. So it'll be the opposite. If Esavia means Rishavia, so Rishavia gets Sreifa, Rishish Chamel gets Skila, it's the opposite, Fira Rabbanon. Fira Rabbanon is the opposite. By Arusa, you get Skila, and by Nesua, you get Sreifa. It's the opposite. So it can't be Rabbanon. Elamai Rab Shimon. Rav Shimon says Arusa gets Reifa. So maybe it's good Rav Shimon. Ikra Rav Shimon, Omar, he says both. Achas Arusa v'achas Asua b'sreifa. They both get Reifa. Both the Asua and Arusa. So it can't be Rav Shimon either. Elamai, maybe it's Rav Shmuel. New shit we didn't mention yet. V'ikra Rav Shmuel, Omar, it fits in shtickle good, no? Rav Shmuel is Omar. Only Arusa yotza Reifa. The whole din of Reifa is only by Arusa dafka. V'loin Asua. But the problem is then, as if we're talking about Rishus, the husband, Chamea means Rishus, husband, why do you get Skila? You get Chenek. The law is, and Asua gets Chenek by Ishish. But well, I'm a Rusi, it's a Shreifa, but in Asua, it's Chamea, Cheneku, it's Chamea should be Chenek, not Skila. So a big problem, you have no way to explain Rabbi Eliezer. The post Rabbi Eliezer would sound like he's talking about being Mizana with the father. The problem is that's by every Bas Yisrael. So Teresh is talking about Shreifa of a Bas Koyin. Shreifa of Bas Koyin is not Shtim at all. Because it says Esavia b'sreifa, which means it's just Esavia b'sreifa, but that's like only like Rav Shimon or Rav Shmuel, but both of them say that Nesua is different than it says here, Echamea b'skila. Because according to Rav Shimon, the Nesua gets Sreifa, and according to Rav Shmuel, the Nesua gets Chenek. So what's Echamea b'skila? So Gemara says, Shalach Ravim Shmeid Rav Yosef Chanina. This is a big daichik in the words. So how cop how he says in the words, big daichik in the words. Shalach Ravim Shmeid Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. Kachi Yetzal Shalom Mishnah. This is the Hatzah of the Brice, how to read it. Loyalim Karabanon. Going to Rabbanon, which means that what? The Fida Rabbanon, Arusa gets Skila, and Inesua gets Srefa. That's the going to Rabbanon. But how come? Let's say read the words. Kol Shulamata Misavia, anything that's usually a lower level than the Mazana with a father. Remember, Mazana with a father is Kuliyama Srefa. So anything that's usually less than that, which is a Nesua, a Maini Nesua, Bas Yisrael, the Ilu Nesua Bas Yisrael b'Chenek, Halcha b'Misa Via b'Sreifa. Here she'll get the Misa of a Via b'Sreifa, which means those words that says Es a Via b'Sreifa means any person that usually gets less than a Via, which is an Nesua, usually gets Chenek, which is less than Sreifa, here will get like the Via, which is Sreifa. If she's a Bas Koyin. A baskoin, nesua gets reifa. So everyone hold. That's everyone hold. A baskoin means anything that's usually less than a mezana ravia, which is nesua, which is chenek. Here we'll get like a father, which is reifa. Which we're talking about baskoin. And kol shulamayla misavia, anything that gets more than misavia, umaniu arusa basishol, they get skila. It's more than avia. Dilu arusa basishol ba'alma v'skila halchav misis chameha. Here she'll get the oinish of being mezana with a father-in-law, which is Beskila. So which means, a Nesua gets Chenek, so here we'll get Srefa. But Arusa, who usually gets higher than the Avia, which gets Skila, here we'll get Skila like the Chameha. Oh, beautiful. So the Rashi has, because said much more smack, that she gets Skila because she's a regular Arusa gets Skila. You don't have to call him the Chameha. So Rashi has his Kasha, very good. Rashi has his Kasha. Look at the bottom Rashi, the bottom line of Rashi, the last line of Rashi. Yes, Shagam King, am I not going to Chameha? Typically, the King Dino is Skila. She says, the Gemara is a different Kasha, so you could add on this to the Kasha. Gemara is a different Kasha. Mask of Lord of Yirmiyah, Medal and Milamati. Tony, the same thing about Milamati? Don't say Milamati. So therefore, the whole Pshat of Daichik anyway. So it's still elusive. We're trying to figure out Pshat Rav Eliezer. Elo Om Rav Yirmiyah. So Rav Yirmiyah says, Loilom. Rav Yishmael. When it's like this, we're going like Rav Yishmael. Remember, Rav Yishmael says that what? Rav Yishmael says that by Bas Koyim, that Arusa gets Sreifa, and by Nesua gets Chenek, obviously. So what heck we Pshat? If it says Savia b'Sreifa, that's good. But what does Chameh b'Skila mean? So this year, read it. Loin Kerav Shmuel, welcome. Savia b'Shusavia b'Sreifa. Like we said, he holds Arusa gets Sreifa by a Bas Koyin. Ves Chameh, which means like this. Ves Chameh, Michameh b'Skila. V'chol Adam b'Chenek. And from anyone else, it's Chenek. So we have to put an extra word in it. So he's saying this. Es Savia means Shusavia. Ves Chameh means with Chameh. With Chameh. So that's the chiddush of this pshat. So Rava, my shno, like why are you doing that? Either you did mamish, either talking about your mezana with the father, mezana with the chameha, which then wouldn't be a din of bas kain. Or either you did rishos, both of them are rishos. You don't tell me es avia means rishos avia, and es chameha means mezana with the chameha. That's not a way to read a rebbeisa. He doesn't like this pshat. El Rava, loylom kirab Shimon. I'm going to stick with Rab Shimon's pshat. Rab Shimon, remember, says that sai arusa and sai nesua gets sreifa. Because Sava Rabbi Eliezer Nesua ka Arusa, hold on, Nesua is like Arusa. Ma Arusa chadarga maskinilo, maskila l'sreifa, just like Arusa goes up one darga. Going to Rav Shimon, remember, Rav Shimon holds that sreifa is the most common. So Arusa go up a darga, maskila l'sreifa, af Nesua chadarga maskinilo, mechenek askila. According to Rav Shimon, also chenek is the third to highest. So a Bas Koyin jumps up one level. That's what he says. Well, jump up one level. That by Arusa used to get Skila, and now you get Srefa Bas Koyin. A Nesua, which by Bas Shal Gachanek, will jump up one to Skila, and that's Pshat. So Es Avia Bershus Avia gets Srefa. Es Chameh Bershus Chameh gets Skila. That's the Pshat. If he's so it comes out.
According to
Rav Shimon, holds it, this is the deal. It goes up one Darga. The problem is, the Gemara doesn't ask, the Rav Shimon himself says that a Nesua gets Sreifa. He jumps up two Dargas by a Nesua. But for the Gemara, Maskel, Rav Chanina, either Rav Shimon and Sreifa come out. Rav Shimon holds both of them with Sreifa. So how can you say this pshat? And Rashi says, don't tell me Rav Eliezer is a new Shita, because Mehecha Taisi, you have to have a limud. You can't just make up a new Shita. Why would he say that it goes up one Darga? Where do you know that from? And therefore, which Shita is this? So Rashi says, finally, Ravina's pshat. Elam Ravina, lo'olam k'rabbanan. Betzem we hold like the Rabbanan. Betzem we hold like the Rabbanan. And Rabbanan hold, remember that Bashus Aviyah is Skila, and Bashus Chameh is Reifa. The problem was that they said the opposite. So talk of Apech, you know, switch around. Es Aviyah, Bashus Aviyah, Beskila. Changing around. Es Aviyah is Beskila, Ves Chameh is Reifa, and Chameh is Besreifa. V'hai the Kama es Aviyah, and where Rashi learns is that why did you use Lashon Aviyah? Why didn't you say Beshus Arus? Why is the word Arus? Why is it Aviyah? Sircha Bahamanaka, because we're talking about Aviyah Mechalales, so you use the word Aviyah. That's why. This Kasha, if you're Rashi, could be on the whole Gemara. Why are we saying Beshus Aviyah that way? Tosis learns, Gishmak, the reason why he made a mistake and the Epoch, we had an Epoch. We had a Aviyah Beshrefa and Chameh Beskilo. We're saying really it's the opposite. The reason why he made the mistake is because it says Aviyah Mechalalas in the parasha. So we thought Aviyah. So we said, when we said over the pshat, es Aviyah Shaviyah, we said it that way. That's how he learns the mistake happened. But that's the mistake happened. So finally, we have here this pshat, Ravina, it's going to Rabbana. So it just comes out, just for the chesmen of the next tomorrow, I'll chesmen out to you, that according to Ravina, we're going to Rabbana. And also the Shalach Ravim pshat that said, Lamata Lamayla, also is going to Rabbana. He said, anything that's usually by Aviyah, es Aviyah, anything that's usually below Aviyah, if she's a Bas Kayin, so then she gets Sreifa. And anything that's above Aviyah gets Skila. So that was a Ravin's pshat. The same pshat like the same Rabbanon like Ravina. Both Ravina's pshat and Ravin's pshat go with the Rabbanon. You got that? Both those probably go with the Shita of Rabbanon. Both Ravina's pshat and Shalach Ravin, the Matlamah pshat, going with the Shita of the Rabbanon. What's Shita of Rabbanon? That Arusa gets Skila and Asua gets Sreifa. Both of us are going with that. So next tomorrow is the Gaedat. Don't have Nachman or Ravua. I'm a Rav. Halach, Gresholach, Rav, Mishreid, Rav Yasif, Rav Chanina. I'm passing like the Pshat of Sholach Ravin. I'm Rav Yasif. Hilchas Lama Shicha. What's in the Gaya? We don't give Dal Mises Bezdan anymore today. You tell me Halach Lama Yasif like Mashicha? I'm Le Abaya. Nothing wrong with saying that. El Miata, Shkitas Kachim, you know, in Sugis and Zvachim, you never say, who you pass like? Listen, you don't say who you pass like. Ella droish v'kabel schar. You say halacha and kabel schar, even though it's not in the gay right now. Hakanam droish v'kabel schar. So what's the kasha? So this is halacha. I'll tell you my kasha. Kamar hilchas alomeli sugar shmeitz halacha kamar. He's saying, what do you have to tell me? Halacha like Ravin. Ravina's pshat also comes out like the Rabbanon. So what's in the gaya that the pshat? He says the pshat in Rabbi Eliezer is right like Ravin, not like Ravina. You don't say epoch. Like what's that in the gaya? When Mashiach comes and we have tchias amesim, Rashi says, well, ask Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean? That's not the gaya say halacha. That's not drash v'kabuschar. Because in halacha it's the same thing, and therefore it doesn't imply that was a kasha. Blives is a kasha. That what do you tell me halacha like his pshat? Well, ask Rabbi Eliezer pshat. It's not a difference in halacha.